have been given Jesus' ability to unlock doors of opportunity and remove every hindrance of the enemy. God desires you to have wisdom. Today, Kenneth Copeland wraps up his teaching on how faith in the name of Jesus brings breakthrough.
Let's go back over here now to the book of Acts once again, in that third chapter. There's something else here we must see before we go on. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Now, let's look at the 16th verse. Peter began to preach. And he said in verse 16, his name through faith in his name. Faith in the name. Through faith in his name hath made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Glory to God. Faith in the name. We read in the 18th chapter of Proverbs, the 10th verse, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it. One translation said, it is a strong, high tower, and the righteous run into it and are lifted above into safety. Inside the name. We have authority, the authority of the believer is so, well, like I said, Jesus said, all authority has been given unto me both in heaven and earth, therefore you go. You take my name. In other words, you take that authority. That authority has been invested into the body of Christ. Colossians chapter 1 says, giving God thanks and praising God, who has delivered us from the power or the authority of darkness. And even though we've been delivered from the authority of darkness, we live in a world dominated by the devil. He's called the God of this world. Well, of course, he's not our God. I absolutely refuse. I am not going to allow a spirit of darkness to rule me. I'm not going to allow him to rule my household. No. Just a few weeks ago, oh, I got stirred up. The Lord just got stirred up and mad in the name of Jesus. And I just went to ripping, praise God, just ripping. I just started ripping into Satan with everything. You're not coming in my house. You're not coming here. God has given me under him the responsibility of my house. And you're not coming here. No, sir. Now, men, it's time for you to get your righteous indignation stirred up and walk around that house. And I mean, you lay a bloodline around that place and you walk through that house. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you take authority over every TV demon. You take authority over everything in that house that don't belong there. And in the name of Jesus, you cast him out. And mama, you follow right in behind him and say, yes, amen. Bless God, bless God. Turn back to the book of Revelation. the book where you don't ever read much. First chapter. Thank you, Lord. Verse 18. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of hell and death. I have the keys of hell and death. How'd he get them? He took them away from him. Whoa, I told you I was about to jump the tracks and I'm... I'm way, way ahead of myself. Philippians chapter 2. Remember now, there are three ways. He inherited the name. So if you're going to measure the power that's in his name, then you're going to have to measure the power of God, because he inherited God's names in one. You'd have to be able to, and you can't. You cannot measure the power of God. We don't have any concept of ultimate power. Oh, man, are you kidding me? Our little old peanut brain, we'll go throughout eternity trying to figure it out. Amen. And just about the time you think you've seen it all, the Lord will say, watch this. Come on, come on, stretch your spirit. Stretch your spirit. Forget your little old head. Put the stretchers on in there. And realize, I'm just as big on the inside as God. Oh. Because he's in there. I'm born after him. I'm his very own son, and he's my very own father. Oh, man, I've been born of him. Hallelujah. He's my father. He's my father. He's my father.
Amen.
Oh, glory. Yeah. Philippians chapter 2. Verse 5. Let this mind, you have to let it. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Whoa. He said, let this mind be in you. You're not robbing God of his majesty by receiving and knowing that through Jesus, you're equal with him.
Hallelujah.
You're his child.
Hallelujah.
Well, I tell you what, that'll choke a religious mind. Oh. No. Oh, no. Oh, yeah. But see, you have to let that mind be in you. In other words, you have to meditate on these things. You have to meditate on the fact that I am actually in reality born again. I am a new creature, and old things have passed away, and all things have become new, and all things are of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he who knew no sin was made to be sin, that I might be made the righteousness of God in him. In him. Oh, hallelujah. Well, then he goes on to say, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, made of himself no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. Being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him. And given him a name. That is not correct. Just draw a little circle around the word A. And has given him his name. See, we already found that he inherited a more excellent name than the angels. So, he's highly exalted him and given him his name, which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Notice the word things is in italics. That means it was added by the translators. Every knee should bow. You could read it like this. Every knee should bow in heaven, in earth, and under the earth. It has been translated, one translated, beings. That's good. It still means the same thing. Beings in heaven, beings in the earth, beings on the earth, under the earth. And we're talking about names, and we found out already from the book of Ephesians that name is above every name that's named in heaven and earth, right? So look at it like this. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Names in heaven, names in earth, and names under the earth. Every living being in heaven, in earth, and under the earth, either now or later, will bow their knee and confess that he's Lord. Well, I'd rather do it now because I love him. Hallelujah. And confess that he is Lord. No man can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Ghost. Now notice here, God highly exalted him. So his name, he inherited it. It was conferred upon him right here. That name was conferred upon him. And God called him God. We see it right there in the first chapter of Hebrews. Hallelujah. Let all the angels of God worship him. Now, the third way that he received the greatness of his name was in awesome combat, in conquest. Let's look at Colossians chapter 2. And I realize I've held you a little bit long, but this ain't no place to stop right here. 15th verse, Colossians 2. Well, let's back up here. Oh, man, it makes you want to read the whole. Verse 9, in him, in Jesus, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. and you are complete in him, which is the head of all principalities and power, in whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, and putting off the body of sin of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened or made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, and blotting out the handwriting of the ordinances or the notes that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross, having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Glory to God. The name. Authority. The name. That name was won in combat in hell itself. Jesus rose up out of there, and we read what he said. I was dead, but I'm alive, and I've got his keys. I have his keys. You know what key is? Authority.
Glory to God.
The janitor can have a key to the bank, but he doesn't have the keys to the bank.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of stuff that he can't get in.
Right.
But the president of the bank has got all the keys of the bank.
Hallelujah.
Ha, ha, ha. And Jesus has all the keys of heaven and earth.
Hallelujah.
And hell, hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hey! And he's given the keys to us! Hallelujah! He's given the keys to us! I've got the keys! I have the keys! Hallelujah! Oh, come on! It'll open the treasure house of wisdom. Hallelujah. Jesus has made unto us wisdom.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The name. That name. That name. Catch hands with one. Say this boldly. I am a believer.
I am a believer.
I am not a doubter.
I am not a doubter.
I believe.
I believe.
With all my heart.
With all my heart.
Jesus has been raised from the dead.
Jesus has been raised from the dead.
I believe.
I believe.
That Jesus is alive.
And
lives in me right now. I'm a believer.
I'm not a doubter.
I now know.
I now understand more
about the victory in that name.
The battle was Jesus.
The victory is mine.
I have his name.
I'm born of his name.
He lives in me.
His spirit is alive in me.
And I believe in that name.
I cherish that name.
Satan,
Satan,
hear me.
Hear me.
All of hell,
all of hell,
hear me.
Hear me.
Take your hands off my life.
Take your hands off my life.
Take your hands off my family.
Take your hands off my family.
Take your hands off my church.
Take your hands off my church.
Take your hands off of my affairs.
Take your hands off my affairs.
All my ministry affairs.
All my ministry affairs.
All my business affairs.
All my business.
All my social affairs.
All my social affairs.
And take your hands, off of my president.
Off of my president.
Off of my vice president.
Off of my vice president.
Off of every member of this Congress.
Off of every member of this Congress.
Get out.
Get out.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Receive my healing.
I receive my healing.
I receive my financial breakthrough.
I receive my financial breakthrough.
I receive everything that's missing in my life.
I receive,
I receive it returned.
I receive it returned.
With interest.
With interest.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
You bring it back, devil.
You bring it back.
Sevenfold.
Sevenfold.
You bring it back right now.
You bring it back right now.
You're the thief.
You're the thief.
I rejoice.
I rejoice.
In the victory of that name.
In the victory of that name.
I am a new creature.
I am a new creature.
I am in Christ Jesus.
I am in Christ Jesus.
I'm robed in His righteousness.
I'm robed in His righteousness.
What belongs to Him belongs to me.
What belongs to Him belongs to
what
me.
Belongs to me belongs to Him.
And I'm rising up.
I'm going to a new place.
I'm going higher
and higher
and higher
and higher
in the kingdom
of His righteousness and in the realm of the Spirit.
Be it done unto me
as You have spoken, Lord Jesus.
Your will be done
in my life,
on earth,
as it is in heaven.
I rejoice.
I'm victorious.
I'm a new creature.
I am a believer.
Why, whoever heard of a believer that doesn't believe?
I have faith in God.
And I say to this mountain,
be thou removed.
Be thou cast into the sea.
And I do not doubt in my heart.
But I believe that those things I say comes to pass.
Therefore I have what I say.
When I speak them in the name
that's above every name.
The mighty name of Jesus.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event.
Jesus said, have faith in God. Well, that we're agreeing with that. That is the key. I need wisdom. Have faith in God. I need to hear from God. Have faith in God. I need to know what to do. Have faith in God. Because see, the information's already yours and it's already on the inside of you.
July 12th through 14th, come to the South Pacific Victory Campaign in Honiara on Guadalcanal in the Solomon Islands. July 30th through August 4th, bring your whole family to the Southwest Believers Convention at the Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. August 30th through September 1st, Kenneth Copeland Ministries hosts the Orlando Victory Campaign at Rosen Shingle Creek in Orlando, Florida. September 14th and 15th, register to attend the Built to Last Men's Conference at Eagle Mountain International Church in Newark, Texas. For more information, go to kcm.org/events.
Today's Friday, and many of you know that every Friday on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast is Offering Day. I want to remind you what the Bible says in Galatians chapter 6, verse 6, let him who's taught the Word of God share or respond to what you heard in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Now, I know many of you watching this right now, you are already partners with this ministry. You are already on board with the good things that are happening here and all over the world through what God is doing at KCM. But there may be some of you watching and you're not yet partnered with us. I invite you right now, go before the Lord. Find out if you've got a prayer assignment, a faith assignment, or a financial assignment with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland in this ministry. Just ask the Father, is there something you'd have me do? It's a simple prayer. And listen, and if he says yes, then we invite you, get on board with what's going on here and the global outreach that's happening through Kenneth Copeland Ministries. People are being born again. People are being delivered, saved, set free, healed. Marriages are being restored. Families are being restored. And partnership is how God gets things done. And you are supposed to be partnered with somebody somewhere who's preaching Jesus. So find out, do you have an assignment here? I want you to know that Kenneth and Gloria Copeland love you and appreciate you very much. They are praying for you, their partners, every single day. Now look, if you've missed any of these broadcasts this week, I invite you, watch them for free at kcm.org or on our Roku channel. Stay connected to KCM. Whatever you do, just stay hooked up with us. Feed on the Word of God that's coming out of this place. It will change your life just like it has many, many, many thousands of people all over the world for many decades. Did you know through our website, kcm.org, you can download the BVOV podcast. You can subscribe to the BVOV magazine. There's a lot of great resources there for you at kcm.org. Stay hooked up with it. Go back, check it out. You may say, well, I looked at that last month. Look again. There's always something fresh. There's always something new for you. Don't forget, go to church this weekend. Get together with other family members and share the presence of God with each other. Thanks for watching. We'll see you again next week. Until then, remember, God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries has an exciting way for you to give and become a part of what God is doing. Text the letters KCM and the amount you'd like to give to 36609. If you prefer, you can also go to kcm.org/give or call 800-600-7395. This is the time for miracles. Expect the fabulous outpourings from heaven this year. Text to give is available in the U.S. only.
Hello, I'm Gloria Copeland. Kelly and I invite you to join us for 2 weeks on the Believer's Voice of Victory. We're talking about total reliance on Jesus, following His example and trusting Him completely. That's the way we should live every day of our lives.
You won't want to miss these special broadcasts.